line with what we thought we knew. In short, the new lens we have talked about requires that we also use new eyes. Or at least old eyes, opened slightly wider. A quick take on MOVE. In the pages ahead, you will find a great deal for those eyes to take in, all arranged in a three-part progression of what this new, more relevant spiritual growth framework looks like. Part 1. How that framework best facilitates spiritual growth. Part 2. And how pastors and church leaders can most effectively serve their congregants and Christ's church. Part 3. Part 1. The Spiritual Continuum. REVEAL identifies a spiritual continuum that includes four segments of church attenders. Chart 1-2. Exploring Christ. The people in this segment have a basic belief in God, but they are unsure about Christ and His role in their lives. Growing in Christ. The people in this segment have a personal relationship with Christ. They've made a commitment to trust Him with their soul's salvation and for eternity, but they are just beginning to learn what it means and what it takes to develop a relationship with Him. Close to Christ. The people in this segment depend on Christ every day. They see Christ as someone who assists them in life. On a daily basis, they turn to Him for help and guidance for the issues they face. Christ-centered. The people in this segment would identify their relationship with Christ as the most important relationship in their entire lives. They see their lives as fully surrendered to Jesus and His agenda, subordinating everything to His will and His desires. You will hear directly from people in each of these segments as they share their stories with you. And we imagine that as you read about the segments along this spiritual continuum, names and faces within your own congregation may come to mind. Part 2. Spiritual Movement. As people grow spiritually, they move from one segment to the next on the spiritual continuum. In Part 2, we take a closer look at three movements of spiritual growth. Chart 1-3. Movement 1. From exploring Christ to growing in Christ. Movement 1 is all about Christian basics. Developing a firm foundation of spiritual beliefs and attitudes is critical during this trust-building phase. The impact of church activities on spiritual growth is most significant in this movement. Movement 2. From growing in Christ to close to Christ. In Movement 2, people decide that their relationship with Jesus is personal to them. It hinges on developing a routine of personal spiritual practices that make space and time for a growing intimacy with Christ.